It's not a single pork. I always love to do that because it makes you laugh.
Hey.
Hey, friends.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody in the world? We don't know.
We don't know.
Because they won't talk to us. Why don't they email us or give us some feedback?
I don't have the answer to that.
Can we have some, please?
Please.
Please, please, please.
So, in the meantime, this is Candace.
This is Natalia.
And we are all the way into episode 4.
Yes.
Harassing you, even though you don't know it. We're harassing you about your gadgets.
Gadgets.
Yeah. Even though there are some gadgets that I like okay.
Yeah. Are you talking about one or two today?
I'm talking about two.
And do you like both of them?
Well, no.
Okay.
I don't like both of them.
Okay.
And so, but they both have kind of... backstory. Well, one has a backstory. The other one is just kind of like, it's the only thing that it does.
Okay. So what do you want to start with?
Okay. This thing that I ordered.
That you haven't even told me about yet.
That I have not told you about.
Yeah.
Okay. So the backstory on it is it comes from a company that we really like and we outfitted our kitchen with.
Okay.
And that would be Prep Deck.
Yeah. We do like them.
Prep Deck has a great... Anchor product, I would say. Their mise en place system that really organizes your kitchen and has all kinds of great containers.
Measuring devices, cutting devices. It's attractive.
Yes. Yes. And it's compact.
Yes.
It's all those things.
Yeah, yeah.
So they, you know, in the interest of, I suppose, you know, not getting... complacent, maybe,
yeah.
Is the word that I'm looking for. They keep coming up with new spins
new
on
items.
Things.
Okay.
So this, I believe, is a new... Well, I know it is. It's a new item for them.
Okay.
They seemed very excited about it.
Which made you very excited and purchase it?
Well, yes. And it's not an expensive item.
Okay.
Really, in the whole scheme of things. I mean, for a gadget... gadgety thing. It's on probably on the high side. I mean, it's over $10.
Okay.
It's supposed to do many, many things.
Does it?
Well.
It just looks like a dildo.
Here it is.
What the fuck is that? It's plastic.
It's plastic and it measures things.
Oh.
Like that.
I see. Okay.
And I suppose... Okay, so this looks like a very... Oh, it does look like a dildo.
Yes,
actually.
It does. Actually. Yes.
It has a kind of a knob on the end.
Yes, it does.
Where... I mean, it's not a protruding knob.
No, no,
it's
no.
Just a different color from the main part of the gadget. And It screws up and... Well, it screws this inner part... That sounds weird. Up and down so that you can measure dry ingredients, basically.
But is it teaspoons?
Well, and it's really hard to read.
Yeah. Teaspoons and milliliters.
Yeah, but you're not going to put liquid in that. I kept looking at it and fiddling with it and thinking, God, maybe there's some, I'm missing something.
So that's it? That's all it does?
That's it.
But I thought it did multi-use.
Well, that's what they sold it as.
Can you scoop it? Like, can you use it as a scooper? Like, can you scoop watermelon?
Well, you could.
Or like, I don't know.
I don't know. I think this is a miss for them.
Do you want to send it back?
No.
Oh.
No. Because I knew this was a test. And I don't like to measure things, so I thought, well, maybe, you know, they've come up with some thing.
That'll make you like to measure things?
Well, that will make me more amenable to it.
Not so much, huh?
But I don't understand this thing here.
Let me see. Let me see if there's markings on that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very hard to read.
Nope, there's no markings on that. That's bizarre.
Yeah. Because wow. They're, okay. You know, like cool. I just said, their main product... is a really good
product. We were very impressed with it.
Yeah.
Very impressed with it.
We bought many.
Many.
And we
had... We sold some.
We did sell... We sold several.
Yeah.
And we haven't been using them during the pandemic kitchen
mm-hmm.
because there's just a lot of moving parts
Well, there was just no way for us to keep everything super sanitary. Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's not to say that it wasn't clean before.
No.
But it wouldn't have been sanitized and all that
kind of
jazz. So, so we've kind of stopped using it for now, but we'll bring them back.
We will bring them back. So that's interesting. So you have brought both of your items for show and tell time. Mine are in my mind.
Okay. We are at my house, and so...
So it's much easier.
I'm taking advantage of that.
Yes, take advantage of that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to discuss... I actually had like a few because I was like, oh shit, because we don't tell each other. So I was like, oh shit, we're going to come to the table with like the same thing. So I had like backups. But I forgot my backups. So I'm really glad that you did not bring the two...
I kind of went far afield.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking we should discuss, and I'm not sure how I feel about this item... is a spiralizer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a manual one.
Yes.
And I have my KitchenAid stand mixer.
And so have you used both of those?
No, not at all.
Have you used either one of those?
Well, no, I have not. But here's the thing. My boyfriend bought me the one for the stand mixer because he has one for his stand mixer.
Yeah.
And he uses it all the time.
Okay.
And it's super cool. But I have to
get
put
the
it
whole
away,
thing
bring
out.
It out.
Yeah.
And since he uses it and I go and cook with him, I was like, I don't need to use this. I'll just put this away. And then if I really, really need it, I can use it. But in the meantime, before he bought that for me, I thought, well, I probably need a manual spiralizer.
A standard
spiralizer, because I wasn't going to spend, over $100.
On the attachment
mm-hmm. when I wasn't sure whether I wanted it or not.
So I like the product that it makes. So for those of you that don't know, which I'm sure everybody does because...
Well, we can't make
No. We can't
so
make
we
that
So we have to describe what it is.
So it makes...
It makes spirals.
Spirals. So the big hot item was like zoodles. So zucchini noodles.
Yeah.
Low in carbs, healthy, veggie,
no
carbs.
Like no calories.
No nothing.
Almost.
Just air. Crunchy. A little crunchy air for you.
Yeah.
For all those
reminded you of pasta.
For all those dieters out there in the world. But also, I really enjoyed them. Like,
yeah, they're good.
They're good, and you. They're
and
really,
I don't like zucchini.
And you don't like zucchini, mm-hmm. but you almost and you. I mean, you could tell a difference, but not really. Like, it really was a good idea.
And better than always having to go to like spaghetti squash,
right,
to replace pasta,
right?
Yeah.
So I like. But it's even the, and I've only used, I don't have a manual one, but I've used one before, and they're kind of, aren't they the hard plastic?
Yeah.
And they're kind of like tricky, cumbersome-y, like, not awkward, but like.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times they, like in the middle of your spiralizing, the handle will fly off.
Something flies off somewhere, and you're just fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I feel like it's kind of a clunky item, and awkward because of all the pieces and the parts and the handles and everything on storage. I don't know what the attachment looks like. I assume
it's a long,
is it very
big? You know, like a,
is it like the pasta attachment?
No.
Okay.
The pasta attachment is very compact.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The spiralizer is
not. Okay. So the same, like it's cumbersome.
Yeah. It's
and,
like, it's like a foot long.
Oh, geez.
At least.
Oh.
And it sticks into that, the opening on the stand mixer arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, depending upon what kind of spiralizing you want to do, because I have the master edition of it, you attach cutting blades to it.
Oh.
So it will spiralize virtually anything.
Any veggie.
Any vegetable. Maybe any food.
Meat? Can you spiralize meat?
I guess you could try.
I don't know why I would want to. That sounds disgusting. Ew. Anyway, but I'm on the fence with this because I like the product that it creates, but I don't like the whole contraption. So I don't know what the answer to that is. If you use it every day, like we discussed, and you just leave it out, then fuck it, just leave
You'd
it out.
You have to just leave it out. If,
it's,
I mean,
just...
It would be one of the... To me, it's one of those gadgets that you really have to use it every day for it to make sense.
Right.
Because otherwise, if you use it once a week, you're going to get to the point where you're like, eh, I don't really want to do that. Because
yeah.
now I have to drag it all out.
And then cleaning it's probably kind of tricky. Like... The plastic manual one? I don't know.
I don't know.
It all just seems a little too much for me.
But the other part of that is, how are you going to make zoodles,
right.
if you don't have a spiralizer?
Right, you can't. I mean, that's not something you can just cut with a knife.
You can make, you know, julienne slices,
right.
but they're still slices.
Or like a peeler, but
yeah.
still, like,
but
you're not going to have a nice long
shapes.
Noodle.
No.
Yeah, so.
No, because they do make really long, nice noodles.
And I have before said fuck it and just bought the pre-made ones, and those are fine. They taste good. They're not as good as the ones that you make at home.
No.
Because they're sometimes a little soggy or whatever. So that's why I'm kind of indifferent about this item, because it is the only thing that makes your zoodles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the homemade ones are better than the ones you buy at the store. So
yeah.
I don't know.
So that's the pro.
Right.
But the con is...
Everything else.
Yeah.
the whole thing.
I mean, I don't know about the washing. I know the washing part of it for the attachment is not a big deal.
Right.
You just take the attachment off, throw it in the...
Dishwasher. Mm-hmm.
But, and the manual one, my guess is you probably have to take it all apart and throw in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But there probably are parts that you can't put in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But still, it takes up a lot of room in your cabinet.
Really does.
Well, I leave mine, or because I've used it so many times.
Both of yours.
It's in the box.
Oh.
But the box is still, I mean, it's, you know... probably 11 to 12 inches long, and it's probably 5 inches all around.
Yeah. Like, so it takes up space, too.
Yeah, that's not a small
thing. Well, then it's like, oh, then you got to probably get on the floor or get up in the ceiling where you keep all that shit that you barely ever use, and you have to dig all the way to the back and then get that out, and then you got to clean it and then put it all away, and it's like...
It's not worth it.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, I'll just throw some... I'll just use less pasta.
I'll just eat fucking pasta. Yeah, how about I just eat some pasta, because I can.
Because it's in a bag.
Because it's in a bag and I can do that. So, I don't know. So, I'm very indifferent about that one. Interesting. It's an interesting item because it does only do one thing, and I'm not for that, but it does one thing well.
Yeah, it does.
So.
Agreed.
So, what's your second one? Do you love your second one?
I do love my second one. I don't use it very often because it's very specialized.
I can see it, but I still don't know what it is.
This guy?
It looks like a piece of a mandolin.
Nope.
What the fuck is that?
It's...
Oh, it's your... I know what it is.
What is it?
It's your truffle shaver.
It's a truffle shaver. You can also shave chocolate with it, though.
Oh, well, yes.
So, it looks like a cheese slicer.
Can you cut cheese with it?
I think you probably could.
What does it say on there? What is the writing? Can you read it?
I think it's...
Made in Italy.
It's so it says something. It's the brand name, I think.
Oh.
iGourmet or something.
Yeah. Alma Gourmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so is this... Well, I'm trying to look. There's like a little etching on here.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing if... Oh, it's mushrooms. Okay, so is this sold only for...
This, it's specifically sold as a truffle slicer.
Okay.
But because, see, the blade moves.
Oh, yeah.
So, you could slice other things with this.
Mm-hmm.
You could use it on mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be really careful with your fingers,
mm-hmm.
just like you do with a mandolin.
So, do you shave on the top or the bottom?
You'd shave it this way.
Oh, like that. Okay.
Yeah. So, there's a little screw doodad on the top that it either makes it a thinner slice or a thicker slice.
So it is kind of similar to a mandolin.
It's similar.
It's like a baby handheld mandolin.
Yeah. And you have to have like a... okay, so in the instance of a truffle, you do use it like a mandolin. Because
you flip it over
and you would run the truffle over it.
Uh-huh.
But like if you're using it to shave chocolate, then you should have... Let me back up. This
mm-hmm.
isn't for chocolate chips or that kind of shit. This is for really, really good chocolate
mm-hmm.
That you only want to shave because it's so expensive. Kind of like truffles.
Okay.
And so you would have a block of chocolate and you would pull it over the top.
I see.
So It's kind of a multi sort of unitasker.
Wait a second.
I mean, it's sold as a truffle slicer, which is a unitasker, but it can be adapted to other things.
But here's the thing about this item that I understand you probably don't use it a whole lot, but it is so thin and small, like, it doesn't bother me.
No, and it fits nicely in a drawer, and it doesn't get, I mean, unless it gets, you know,
stands up on edge or something.
Because you put it on top of something and then it gets stuck in your drawer.
Yeah, yeah.
But otherwise, it sits flat.
And it is very flat. Like, it's very thin.
Yeah, and it doesn't really take up very much room.
No, and it's, I guess it's kind of nice to have every once in a while when we do get a truffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we make, you know, we were sort of in the truffle business.
We were for a moment. We dipped our feet in.
But, you know, I think the truffle business is going to be coming back, especially since now I have family in Italy.
You do?
Yeah.
So we will probably start that up again.
Our
little side hustle.
Our little side truffle hustle.
Yeah. Truffle hustle.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should call it that.
I think so too.
The truffle hustlers. The truffler hustlers.
Truffler hustlers. God. We can't even get that out of our mouths. Okay. So this next item is something that much like Candace, I don't like to have a lot of shit on my countertop in my kitchen. And if I do, it's going to be shit that I use often. Mm-hmm. That being said, I've actually not used this one that often. However, it does sit on my countertop with all my other little coffee and tea accoutrements. Do you have any idea what it might be?
A coffee maker?
No.
A tea maker?
It's a coffee grinder.
Coffee grinder. Okay.
So I like to get bean. When I have coffee, I like to have the beans. Mm-hmm. And then I like to grind it at home. Mm-hmm. I have kind of laid off the coffee lately, although I need some today. Like, I'm dragging ass. Anyway, I'm waiting for my Sudafed to kick in. But it's also because I had too much tequila last night. But that's a different story.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear that story.
Yeah. So I'll tell you in a second. So I have my little... It's very small. It's like a bullet almost.
Yeah.
And I use it only for coffee.
Yeah.
Some people use it for herbs. Mm-hmm. Or you have a separate one.
But, yeah, you have to have a separate one. That cannot do dual duty.
Because it gets gunky and the flavor and the aroma.
Smells like coffee. And it smells and tastes like coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but I love it. And it's small and it sits on my little tray area where my French press and my coffee and everything else is. And so it doesn't take up a whole lot of space. And I know that a lot of people, and probably yours, your coffee pot does it for you.
Yeah, but before that, I mean, I was one of those where, okay, so back in the day, this is back in the 80s.
Everybody sit down.
Yeah, I got a story to
tell. Candace is going to tell us a story.
It's a bedtime story. So I had a really great coffee maker that had a mill, coffee bean mill attached to it. I can't remember what brand it
was.
And it was probably, it may have been the same brand that I have now. I think it's Cuisinart. But anyway, it just worked great until it stopped.
Uh-huh.
And no matter what I did to it, the other part of it is that there would be times when I would forget to put the top on it.
Yeah.
And I had it
the
on auto.
The grinding part?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I put it on auto so that it would grind the beans and then make my coffee.
Sure.
And when you leave the top off of it, then you have beans
ground
all over your kitchen. Yeah. So which was
like
not special.
Like a geyser. Geyser.
Geyser.
Geyser's an old person.
Yeah.
A geyser of coffee grinds.
Yeah. So that was... But it made good coffee.
Okay.
So I could never find... In 30 years, could never find a reasonably priced coffee maker with coffee mill, bean mill.
Grinder thing attached.
Attached to it.
Okay.
So that it would grind my beans, drop them into the filter, and then brew my coffee. And so, because of that, I had a coffee grinder for years and years. And I went through, probably two or three of
them. Did you leave them out on the counter?
I did.
Yeah, because you used it every morning.
I use it every day.
Yeah, you use it every day.
Yeah. So, but I now have the mill attached to my coffee maker.
You found one.
Makes me very happy.
You found one after all this time.
After all these years, I found
your life is complete.
It is. I can kind of die now.
Yeah. Okay. That escalated very quickly.
To drama.
Yes. My goodness. So yeah, coffee grinder is a gadget that I do like and that I have and that I use quite often.
I like that as a gadget.
Yeah.
And
it's not, and it's compact.
Yeah, I mean, it does its job. It's not super expensive.
Yeah.
And you can spend a lot of money on
sure,
them.
Sure, you can.
Get those burr grinders or whatever and spend hundreds of dollars on them. But a good, solid, what brand? I think I had a Krups.
I don't know what mine is.
Yeah, but it's it was just a good.
It's crusty.
Solid, yeah,
it's crusty. It's old.
I can't read it.
It's really old. There's no words on it anymore.
Yeah, but that's good because it's old.
Yeah, and then I'll just clean it out with like a paper towel or something. You know, I mean, and then that way it's just for my coffee.
Yeah.
So I think it's perfect. But I know that you had one. I think at some point that you used for herbs too, didn't you? A separate one.
Yeah. Actually, I don't. Since I have my mortar and pestle here.
Oh yes.
I don't do that here, but at the kitchen, we have a separate spice mill, basically, that we use for whenever, you know, when we have a special, hell, we don't use it during classes, but we'll, a special dinner.
Ooh, special, very special.
That we need to grind some, our own blend, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's there waiting. Waiting patiently to be used.
Again in the future. Yeah, so that's it. That's all I got. I did eat street tacos and drink tequila last night.
Really?
Yes. So I went to that new place on 18th and Boston.
Okay, wait a minute.
TXMZ or some. It's some stupid fucking name. I don't even know.
Well, it used to be it's a Mexican name. It's like Ixtapa almost. It's like that. It's because Ixtapa is, you know, one of those weird, or Xochimilco, or, you know, places like that where they use lots of X's and.
Okay.
And we Americans don't know what the hell to do with that.
Actually, I think it's literally four letters that mean like.
Tacos.
They literally means like tacos, tequila, and or tacos, mezcal. I don't know. It's like four letters. They don't make any sense.
Okay.
Anyway, they did a really nice job with the inside of the place. I don't know why I'm plugging this. Like,
was this where
the
Vintage was?
No. Vintage is where the Farm Bar is where Vintage was.
For some reason, I thought Vintage was. I mean, I thought Farm Bar was on the corner.
No. So the Farm Bar is where Vintage was, and then all the people out there that are local are like, "What the fuck are they like? They're getting it all wrong." And all the people that aren't local are like, "What the? We don't give a fuck.
We don't care where it is."
It used to be the gay like strip club. The other side, on the very,
All right.
So now they've opened it up. It's kind of, it's cute in there. But they had a hibiscus mint, margarita.
Ooh.
It was tasty. I had five.
Who'd you go with?
Well, I went with Jason and then Kim and Marshall met us there, but we got there at like 4:30. And so we got there at like 4:30.
Oh, this was after the PGA.
Yeah, after the PGA. And so we were sitting, I was like, let's just go like have a drink and like they'll meet us after they get done with dinner. So we get there and it's like, okay, four people. And of course there's two of us. So they put us at this giant fucking table. Kim and Marshall don't get there till like 5:15. We totally throw the staff off. First of all, it's dead at 4:00.
Yeah.
Yesterday was like stormy weather too, like tornado, rainy. We got there before the rain started. So we're like, well, fuck it. We'll just sit here and eat some chips and have some margaritas and just wait. Well, that threw everybody off because there were two of us. And we were at this big table in there and they were even like, are your friends still coming? And we're like, yeah, I mean, they'll be here after they get done with work. Like they had to work until 5 or 5:30. And so we got some snacks. The food was good. Street tacos. They're good, but they're like $4 to $5 for a street taco.
For one taco.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's street size?
Yeah.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah. They're tasty. They're very tasty. They've got some different stuff that's inside them. They do also, which I did not eat and will not eat, are the crispy crickets.
Okay.
And then.
Did they have a cricket taco?
I think so. I think so. I did not eat that either. and then we just had some snacks and it was just a nice evening. I mean, we got home a little too late and then went to their house and had a drink on the porch because after the rain, the weather, it was amazing.
It was beautiful outside.
I was like, let's sit outside. So yeah, it was a school night going out, and I don't really drink tequila. So I'm a little tired today.
Yeah, tequila will...
But it was good. The margaritas were good. They had a mango habanero margarita that was really good too, so...
Yeah. Did you try that?
I did. It was nice. Yeah.
I don't like... I like, you know, and we've had this discussion. Craft cocktails, some of them I like, but if you get too far afield on me, like a margarita to me is supposed to taste like a margarita. Mm-hmm. You know, lime, orange... tequila.
Right.
And when you start throwing in the jalapenos and the habaneros and the mangoes and hibiscus and all that stuff, I'm like,
it loses you.
Yeah.
See, that's the only way I don't like, because I'm not a big tequila drinker. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want it to taste like tequila.
Oh.
So when it does have that additional, and plus it gets a little sour for me sometimes with the lime. And I know that's how a good margarita is supposed to taste, but because I can make a good fucking margarita, but I'm just saying, I don't, that pucker and that, you know, I don't, that's not my jam. So
yeah,
I had to go with the frou-frou.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and just as an aside, we mentioned the PGA because the senior PGA is in Tulsa for the whole week.
Yeah.
That's going to, you know, kind of tell you what week this is if you are in Tulsa. But we have had the fun opportunity to go to the senior PGA because neither one of us likes golf.
No, so we're not golf.
We're not going to go see that. But we were involved in one of their events, which KitchenAid, which I didn't either. I had no idea. KitchenAid sponsors the senior PGA, actually.
Right.
And KitchenAid was a business that was founded by women.
Which we had no idea.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
And they've produced this really amazing documentary called A Woman's Place.
Yep.
And it kind of, it's just 30 minutes. It kind of follows these three women, young women.
Chefs.
Well, one's a chef, one is
a butcher,
and one is...
A candlestick maker.
I think she was a farmer. She was a farmer.
A butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker.
And we got the whole thing.
Yeah. But it was nice. It was a nice documentary. It was well done. And then they asked Candace to be one of the members of the panel so that people could ask questions. The audience could ask questions. They asked you questions.
Yes.
There were three of you guys up there and you killed it.
Well, that wasn't my point of bringing it up.
Well, I
know. Just thought it was it was unusual.
It was.
In the middle of a men's event.
Right. The senior PGA.
Yeah.
That we're doing this.
That we're doing this focus on women.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing a demo on Saturday.
At the KitchenAid kitchen there.
And
they've done a really amazing job setting up that tent. And like, you know, this lead up, I mean, it's been like a year and a half that we've been talking to them.
Well, since 2019.
That's true.
Early 2019. Yeah.
And they're like, you know, and it's in a tent. And they make it sound so rugged. And it's not rugged at all.
No. No,
like the tent's got air conditioning. It's super well done, very nicely done. So yeah, we're kind of glad to be a part of that. It's kind of cool to see, even though we don't like golf. I mean, I don't know about you guys out there, but every time, and especially since it's the fucking senior PGA, all I think about is Happy Gilmore. Like I just think of that kind of shit. It's not going to be that entertaining.
Yeah,
but as a young teenager, I loved that fucking movie.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack is your
that's my generation.
Version of
Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it just cracks me up.
I just keep looking for Bill Murray out there.
Yeah.
You know, Rodney Dangerfield. I guess he's dead.
Is he?
Yeah. Rodney.
No, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah. But Bill Murray.
Yeah, he's not dead.
He's not there.
No. He's not there, but he's also not dead.
He's not dead.
Yeah, he's not dead.
But he is older than me.
But it's kind of cool how they've got everything set up, and it's definitely very legit.
Oh,
it
God,
is
yes.
Super legit.
Well, and the other part of it is this is the senior PGA this year, and then in May, I think in May of 2022, they've got the regular PGA.
The real,
the younger golfers.
PGA, I don't know what to call that. Yeah,
it's the PGA.
I said to Candace when we were there, I was like, I don't really know much. I said, I have a really stupid question. I was like, I don't know much about golf. I go, when it's called the senior PGA, is this like the old guys, like are these like are they physically old men? She's like, yes. I was like, okay, I don't know what else.
But they were professional golfers and they've been professional golfers their whole life. It's just that they're veterans.
They're retired.
They're well, I don't know how many, well, I guess they're retired in the sense of they're not playing the usual circuit for the younger golfers, but I think there's a whole circuit for senior golfers.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, what else they're not do? Dead,
I mean, so they're not done.
And I mean,
I like to say that all the time. That's me too.
I mean, if you play golf your whole life, what the fuck are you going to do when you're 50?
Exactly.
Play more golf.
Well, yeah, because what was it that my brother-in-law used to always say? A day without golf is like a day without sunshine.
That's incorrect.
Yes. It is for me.
It is for me, too. But all of you guys that love golf out there, hooray.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be a part of it, and it's very cool, and it's cool to see. It's just, we're glad we're together so that we can watch it together.
Yes, and... is that it? Is we've run pretty far afield. That's kind of, you know, I kind of like doing these types of episodes because we can kind of say whatever we want. I mean, we can say whatever we want anyway.
It's our fucking podcast.
I know, but I mean, when you start talking about, you know, gadgets and stuff like that, that kind of leads to all sorts of different conversations about food and cooking and life. See, mm-hmm. we've been together mm-hmm. way too mm-hmm. long. So we're gonna say stay fresh.
Tequila bags.
One of the ways Not a Single Fork is possible is through the Girl Can Cook cooking studio and kitchen.
Yes.
Where we have a brick and mortar recreational cooking studio mm-hmm. where home cooks come and learn hopefully new skills.
New recipes. Something to add to their repertoire.
Because we want people to cook more at home.
And feel more comfortable doing it.
And enjoy it.
Yes.
Not make it stressful. No. We try to take the stress out of cooking for people. So... that is how Not a Single Fork is possible.
So you'd go to thegirlcancookschool.com and you'd see a calendar of our classes that are coming up and you just sign up right there.
Exactly. And you can find us on Facebook, Chef Candace Connolly, The Girl Can Cook. If you are in our vicinity, we're found in the Rose District, which is a historic district in downtown Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And we're there to... entertain and teach you all kinds of fun cooking skills.
And it's a fun night out.